Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our Hideaway studio in East County. Today we're going to be talking about the highly controversial Measure B, which is on the countywide ballot in November. Now, this is all about the Lilac Hills Master Planned Community in Valley Center, which the Planning Commission approved last year, but with some conditions that would cost the developer millions of dollars. So instead of going to the supervisors to appeal it, the developer decided to take its case directly to the people. They paid professional signature gatherers to try to get this measure on the ballot for the project that would include 90,000 square feet of retail space and 1,700 homes on 600 acres, which is about 16 times more residents than the county general plan would normally allow on a parcel of that size in a rural area. So today, my very special guest is Mark Jackson, and he is here with the No on Measure B campaign. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks for the opportunity to discuss the project, Mary.
Okay, you're welcome. So let me ask the obvious question for starters. This developer could have just appealed this to the supervisors and taken his chances. Maybe they would have approved it. Why do you think they didn't?
Well, probably because they didn't have the necessary three votes to pass, would be my guess. Supervisor Horn, because he has property in the vicinity of the project, was forced to recuse or not vote on the project. He can't participate in the project, so only four can participate.
Which means they'd have to have three to get it through.
Correct.
Okay. So, as I understand it, the supervisors had a choice. They could have put it on the ballot. They could have just approved the project, or they could fund a report to provide fact-finding about the project, and they chose the latter option. So what did the fact-finding report find?
That's right, Miriam. On the 19th of July, the supervisors met, and they ordered a quick turnaround report, a 45-day report. They found that many of the conditions that the Planning Commission put on the project for infrastructure to achieve the necessary safety that's required of urban-level development at this for a school, for the funding of a fire station and the staff to provide five-minute service, which is required for this density. And lastly, and probably the most expensive item, is for safe design and capacity roads to handle the 5,200 residents.
Yeah. Now, the supporters call this project a village community, and they say it's needed to provide affordable housing for our area as well as retail. The opponents call it leapfrog development, which means putting a big project in a rural area where there's not the infrastructure, the roads, the fire service, and so forth. This project would bring about 19,000 more cars a day than are currently out there, and leapfrog development is actually prohibited by the county general plan. Is that correct?
That's true. There is a guiding principle in the general plan that makes you place urban development where there is infrastructure. And the big issue that the impact report that the county also did, it explained to everyone that there's a high likelihood that the cost of infrastructure that's required for this community will be borne by county taxpayers.
Wow. So we could all be paying to improve these roads and build that fire station up there in Valley Center, even if we live out in East County here.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, interestingly, this would also enable the developer not only to bypass the County Planning Commission and the County Board of Supervisors, but to bypass certain requirements of the California Environmental Quality Act, or CEQA. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. There has been a somewhat recent Supreme Court ruling that allows citizens' initiatives that go through this process and are approved by the majority of the voters to bypass the CEQA impact analysis and reporting requirements. So that is one of the attributes and one of the reasons why developers are going this route.
Now, I understand that the legislature is trying to close that loophole.
The fourth highest priority for this legislative session with the Democratic majority of the Senate and the Assembly is to close the loophole, not totally. You can still do this citizens' initiative and get the voters to weigh in on a project for approval, but so it doesn't get allowed to bypass CEQA, the California Environmental Quality Act, reporting.
Okay, so they would still have to do that, but only after the legislature weighs in. But right now, it's kind of a free-for-all out there. They can just bypass the environmental review no matter what endangered species might be out there or, you know. Tell us what the area is like out there right now. For those readers that have not been to Valley Center in the Lilac Hills area, what does it look like?
It's rolling hills, a lot like many areas in the East County. It's granite hills, a lot like Mount Helix.
Yeah.
And the average slope is probably 20%, 25%. What's out there now, the growing and active agricultural businesses are the largest and third largest grower of cactus and succulents in the United States, have over 200 acres of greenhouses, growing drought-tolerant plants.
So it's really an agricultural area, and I know when I've driven out there, I've seen, as the name implies, wild lilacs growing on those hills. It's a very pretty area. And it'll be bulldozed, is that right?
There needs to be moved more material than the Hoover Dam.
Wow.
4.1 million cubic yards of dirt in the site, leveling off the hilltops and filling the valleys, and that's a lot of dirt and rock to move over an extended period of time.
Huge.
Over 10 years of time.
And that's basically to build a community with the population of Del Mar and put it up into this rural area in Valley Center. So, listeners, if you're wondering why are we taking so much time talking about a project in Valley Center that's on your ballot, when obviously we're addressing listeners in East County and parts of urban San Diego as well, why should listeners in East County or San Diego care about this initiative over a development project in Valley Center?
Well, do you want to pay for the infrastructure? Do you want to dig in your pockets and pay for the road impact? Mm-hmm. That the county has indicated that the cumulative impacts this will have on I-15 will cost over $1 billion in 2010 dollars to fix. It takes two lanes both ways to remove the gridlock that this project heavily contributes to.
If this project is approved, do you believe that will encourage other developers to try to bypass the normal planning process and maybe try to put other controversial items on the ballot, you know, next time somebody wants to build a controversial energy project or housing project in East County or, a gas-fired power plant or a sand mine? Do you think they might just decide to go this route and take it directly to voters and put through things that perhaps local communities and community planning groups in East County or other parts of the county are opposed to?
I think it's a serious financial temptation because the financial incentive is to go with the citizens' initiative. CEQA, while I think the costs are overinflated by developers that are trying to put the wrong project in the wrong place, there are some costs associated with it. And if you can sidestep that by a direct approval by voters, I think that's very tempting. And I think people will follow that route.
Now, like much of East County, Valley Center is also a very high fire danger zone as well. What kind of planning has been done for this project to provide for fire safety and safe evacuation if there's a wildfire?
For these urban densities, the county requires a 5-minute fire and medical services response. The current area, which is rural, the district provides 10-minute response. That would require the addition of a station and additional services. This particular ballot measure took that out, and there's no additional fire station, and there's no provision to provide a 5-minute service. Actually, the measure says that they're going to provide 10-minute service, and they deem that that's adequate.
And 10 minutes, if you're having a heart attack, you're going to be dead, folks, probably. That's really not enough for emergency responses. This initiative is racking up some powerful interests on both sides, actually. Against it are some of the major environmental and citizen groups out here in East County, listeners. It includes the Cleveland National Forest Foundation, the Save Our Forests and Ranchlands Organization, both big environmental groups here in East County, the San Diego Sierra Club. The Democratic Party is against it. So is the League of Women Voters. Lots of other people opposed to this thing. On the plus side, we've got former Mayor Jerry Sanders, who's also headed up the Chamber of Commerce regionally, and the San Diego County Republican Party. Now, Mark, I understand you had an interesting story behind that Republican Party endorsement. Would you like to share it?
Yeah, we first heard about the endorsement when it was first announced. It was a hosted event with free cocktails and appetizers for elected officials. And a friend is an elected official, and he noticed that it was funded by the developer in Creative Investments.
What a coincidence.
a minor coincidence. And we determined it was announced for the first time that they had taken a yes on this measure, yes on B position. And we afterwards found out that there was a $50,000 donation to the Republican Party, the timing of which is a little suspect, given the way that it was noticed. The Democratic Party, and this is not a partisan issue, Republican or Democratic.
Okay, and just for the record, I understand you're an independent voter, so you're not a member of either one of these political
That's
groups.
Correct, Mary.
Okay. The Union Tribune has also recommended voting no on B.
That's correct. On October 9th, they made a very strong no on B endorsement because they don't believe that it does what it promises. It promises to provide affordable housing, and they feel that when the infrastructure costs are fairly, you know, if the developer paid for them themselves, it wouldn't achieve affordable housing. And I think there's very real prospect that the county taxpayers have to help subsidize the project.
Now, in all fairness, the Yes on B people are not here today. Essentially, their arguments boil down to the county does not have enough affordable housing, which probably is true, and that the area up there needs more shopping and so forth. What would your counter be to that? I mean, if you're opposed to this project, do you have other ideas that you would support to help with the affordable housing problem in the county, which has certainly, you know, been notable? It's a very expensive place to live.
Yeah, it's an absolute fact that there's a shortage of affordable housing or housing period in San Diego County. And it's not fair that the urban areas take all of the load. The current general plan that's been approved by the county in Valley Center has Valley Center doubling from 6,500 homes to 13,000 homes.
Okay, so they're already slated to be doing their share, doubling the number of homes, many of which presumably would be in the affordable category up there?
They're heading towards the affordable category. We are working, I'm a two-term member of the Valley Center Planning Group, mm-hmm. and we are working with developers. There are two areas within Valley Center on relatively flat land that it has access to a sewer and also has public roads.
So people aren't just it's not a NIMBY thing where people are just opposed to any development at all. It's more a matter of people up there want sensible development that's sustainable and not something that's out of scale for the community and could create traffic nightmares or fire hazards for folks.
That's true.
Okay. This project is also really not very transit-friendly, it seems to me. What we're hearing is that there's a push by SANDAG to try to encourage development along transit corridors, primarily meaning trolley lines, train routes, and they don't have either of those up in the Valley Center area. Is there any mass transit up there?
No, the only transit, there's a bus loop that goes and visits the casinos and takes an hour and 35 minutes to get back to Escondido Transit Center.
Wow.
So there's no transit.
So if you're a gambler with a lot of time on your hands, this might work out. But for anybody else, it doesn't seem to be very transit friendly either. Where can people go if they want to learn more about Measure B?
The easiest place to go is the website, which is saveoursdcountryside.org. We also have a Facebook page. And if you wish to find out more information about the project, it's there.
Okay, very good. And, of course, the League of Women Voters also has information on their webpage, too, I would assume. And they are actually opposed to the project, but they generally provide information, I think, on both sides.
League of Women Voters has taken a rare position on this, which mm-hmm. they very rarely do. And their project is called Voters Edge. The other sites that have impartial, balanced representation would be kpbs.org, which also is a partner with the League of Women Voters in providing, balanced voter information.
Correct. And you can also go to the San Diego Registrar's site, which is sdvote.org, and they have all of the ballot measures and all of the arguments for and against every measure that you can find there. So I'm going to give you the last word today. We've been speaking, listeners, with Mark Jackson, who's with the No on Measure B campaign, all about the developer effort to bypass the normal planning process and get the Lilac Hills master plan community and Valley Center approved without going through the planners, CEQA environmental review, or the Board of Supervisors. Mark, what would you like our listeners to know about that we've not already discussed?
Well, just sort of a summary. The project promises affordable housing, and it doesn't deliver. That's the major issue that I have with the project. If it fairly had to pay for the minimum safe infrastructure to place the project where it is, it wouldn't pencil out. There's no, and the county's impact report verifies this, there's no commitment to provide any housing at any price level.
Mark, I want to thank you very much for joining us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak on the project, Miriam.